I'm Pastor Ray, and I'm one of our church's YLD youth pastors.
I'm Pastor Ray, and I'm one of our church's YLD youth pastors.
And Pastor Irene will help me translate this morning.
Today, Pastor Irene will help me translate.
Good morning, Pastor Irene.
Pastor Ray, Johnson.
That's better. Today is YLD Sunday, where our YLD pastors have been given the privilege to come and share God's word with all the congregations in our church.
And this
is an opportunity for us to share God's word with you and about our ministry and passion serving our children and youth, your sons and daughters.
除了神的话, 我们都想用这个机会和大家分享我们的事工, 我们侍奉儿童青少年的热忱, 包括你们的子女,
and how we can work together to disciple them to become life followers of Jesus Christ.
而我们能够怎样大家一起合作, 去帮助孩子他们能够一生成为主耶稣基督的门徒。
Let me pray for us this morning. Father, we thank you for you love us. And on this Valentine's Day, Lord, we want to especially say that we love you. Help us to love you more, to love others better, and to care for our next generation. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, the story is told about Jean-Louis Calme, who is a French supercentenarian who has the longest serving and longest human lifespan on record.
有关一个叫做珍妮·路易斯·Calme的故事，她是瑞士，法国的超级人瑞。
And she lived a full age to 122 years and 164 days in Arles, France for her entire life.
她活了122年和164日,一生都住在法国的阿尔勒。
And she is the oldest living human being whose birthday could be authenticated and verified.
她是最长寿的人。 她的出生年月日都是经过鉴证。
And before passing away, she was asked to describe her vision for her future.
她去世之前有人问她, 她对于她未来有什么期望呢?
And she replied, because of my age, it's very short and brief.
她就说了, 因为我的年纪是非常之短,很简单。
When the reporter asked her what she liked about being so old, she answered with a smile.
当记者问她, 为什么会活得这么久?他最喜欢是什么呢?他于是就用一个微笑这样答。
And well, there's no peer pressure because all my friends are gone.
没有同辈的压力,因为我所有朋友都走了。
A grandfather was celebrating his 100th birthday, and everybody complimented him on how athletic and energetic he was.
有个爷爷他庆祝100岁的生日, 大家都称赞他,因为他看来很强壮,好像个运动员一样,充满活力。
And he said, everyone, let me tell you the secret of my success.
他就说了,各位,等我向你们讲我长寿的秘密。
I've been enjoying the open air day after day for some 75 years now.
我向过去的75年,我每天都享受活外的清新空气。
And the family and friends were impressed and asked how he managed to keep up his regular fitness program.
于是朋友和家人都觉得很难得,就问他为什么能够坚持有这个这么有纪律的健身活动呢?
Well, you see, my wife and I are married 75 years ago.
于是他就说,我和我太太就在75年前结婚。
And on our wedding night, we made a solemn commitment to one another.
在我们结婚那一晚,我们对彼此做了一个很郑重的承诺。
Whenever we have a fight, the one who has proved wrong would go outside and take a long walk.
每当我们吵架的时候,当被证明是做错那一个,就要出去走很久很久。
And did you know that the number of seniors in Canada are growing, and they're living longer and healthier lives than previous generations?
你知不知道,在加拿大的老人家,他们的数量越来越多。 他们比前几代的人活得更久,更健康。
And we can also tell by the size of our growing Wednesday morning Golden Age Fellowship.
我们可以从每个星期三早上,我们金陵事工的增长来看到这一方面。
And in Canada, we live an average about 80 years for men and 84 years for women.
在加拿大,我们的男性是平均寿命是80岁,女性呢,就是84岁。
In 2014, over 6 million Canadians were aged 65 or older.
2014年, 超過600萬的加拿大人是65歲以上。
And for the first time ever, there are now more people in Canada aged 65 and over than there are aged 15, according to Stats Canada.
根據加拿大統計局的統計，這是第一次65歲或以上的加拿大人是比15歲或者以下 的人士是多。
You see, we should remember what the book of Judges warns, that we should be only one generation away from forgetting about God. And Judges 2:10 tells us this.
我們要緊記，在聖經的士師記是這樣警告我們說，我們可能只差一代就會忘記神。士師記第二章第十節是這樣說，那世代的人也都歸了自己的列祖，後來有別的世代興起，不知道耶和華，也不知道耶和華為以色列人所行的事。
You see, the character and convictions of our children tomorrow depend on what we put in their hearts today.
我們孩子明天的品格和信念是取決於我們今天將什麼放在他們的心裡面。
And if we expect our younger generation to grow spiritually, then those of us who are older must pass on to them what we possess.
如果我們希望我們年輕的一代靈命成長，我們年長的一輩是必須將我們所擁有的傳下去。
You see, we live in a culture that promotes youthfulness and sometimes forget to honor, to appreciate those who have lived long and full lives.
大家可能知道，我們當今的生活文化鼓吹年輕化，有時會忘記尊重和讚賞活得長久和充實的人。
And the Bible calls us to honor those who are older, because in Leviticus 19:32 it instructs us.
聖經是要求我們要尊重長輩，在利未記19章32節是這樣說，教導我是在白髮的人面前，你要站起來，也要尊敬老人，又要敬畏你的神，我是耶和華。
And today our key passage in Bible reading comes from Psalm 71, verses 17 and 18.
今天我們主要的信息和經文是詩篇第71章17至18節，或者請大家和我們一起讀。神啊，自我年幼时你就教训我，直到如今我传扬你奇妙的作为。神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
See, the writer here is speaking as someone who has lived a long life, and what he has said here has been repeated by other wise believers.
詩人在這裡是以一個活得很長壽的人所說，而且可能在這裡很多有智慧的年長的信徒都是時時這樣說。
You see, the experience of the past during his youth, his prayer for his present life, and his hopes for his future golden years have all been experienced by some of us here today.
他過去年輕的經歷，他為現在生活的祈禱，和為到未來黃金歲月的祈求，我們在座很多都是有這個經歷。
What lessons can we learn this morning?
今天我們可以學到些什麼呢？
The first point in your notes is recall and remember your youth taught by God. The psalmist says here, since my youth, God, you have taught me.
我們第一點是講到回想和紀念，你年輕時蒙神救贖，這個是詩篇第71章第17至18節這樣說，神啊，自我年幼時你就教訓我。
The writer here had not been only saved by God, but was taught.
這位詩人不僅只是被神所拯救，他也得到神的教導。
His coming to God had led to instruction, and this is important for all young believers and Christians.
因為他信主來到神的面前，得到神的指引，這些對於所有年輕的人和我們基督徒都是很重要。
Not that we should only be forgiven of our sins and justified by faith in Christ, and that your heart should be renewed and transformed by the work of the Holy Spirit.
不只是我們的罪得到赦免，在基督裏面因信稱義，而聖靈的工作也使我們的 心意更新而變化。
But we should all be taught and learn about Jesus' life, God's promises to us, and his instructions to us.
我們就是應該繼續的是被教導，學習主耶穌基督的生平，神的應許和祂的指引。
Do you remember in Luke 10, verses 39 to 42, that Mary chose the better of two options that the Lord declared would not be taken away from her?
你仲记唔记得响路加福音第十章三十九节至四十二节系咁记录？玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，主耶稣话是不能夺去的。
And Mary chose to sit at the feet of Jesus and be taught by him and learn from him.
玛利亚选择了坐在耶稣的脚前，听他的教导，向他学习。
And she knew that Jesus was the most important part of her life, and she prioritized Jesus before everything else.
他知道主耶稣基督是他生命中最重要，他将耶稣摆在他生命的主位。
And may each of us this morning commit to be a disciple and follower of Jesus when we are young in age or young in faith.
希望今天早上我们在座每一位，不论你是新的信徒或者是年轻的，我们都立志要成为主耶稣基督的门徒和跟随者。
So that in your senior years we may look back with joy on the days spent in our spiritual learning.
这样等到我们年长的时候，我们可以充满喜乐的回顾属灵学习的岁月。
You see, the writer's wisdom and learning began with God since his youth.
诗人他的智慧和学习是自幼从神开始。
Do you have any sins of your youth that you had regretted or mourned over, but now have confessed them to the Lord and have learned the way of holiness?
你没有因为你年幼时所犯的罪后悔和有悲伤的经历，但是因为你学习圣洁的生活，你已经向主认罪了。
Thank the Lord for his grace during your early life that saved you from falling into sin.
感谢主在我们幼年的恩典救我们脱离罪恶。
And just like the writer here has been so well taught by God to be able to make an impact in the lives of others.
就好像诗人一样，他年轻的时候蒙神教导，而且能够影响他人的生命。
Parents, it's never too early to teach your children about the Lord.
家长们，教导你们的孩子认识主耶稣基督，永远都不会太早。
And I hope you're taking every possible opportunity to introduce your kids to Jesus, and that you are intentionally instructing and teaching them.
我希望你采用每一个机会帮助你的孩子去认识主耶稣基督，刻意的教导他们。
And one of the ways that Wildy is committed to helping young children come to know about God and Jesus, even at an early age, is through our children's worship and fellowship ministries.
我们儿童青少年部帮助孩子至少认识神的其中一个方法，就是经历过儿童崇拜和儿童团契这些事工。
And we are making resources and media available to parents and grandparents through our monthly parent email in our second floor resource center that will help you pass along your faith to the next generation.
我们提供了不同的资讯给爸爸妈妈、祖父母去用，而且我们每个月都有电讯给家长和二楼的资源中心，我们希望帮助你们将信仰传给下一代。
And we have some pictures I'd like to show you, but we thank God for what he is doing in our youth ministries and what you know and what we know about our two basic and agape fellowships.
我们有些照片是想给大家看，我们为到儿童青少年事工感谢神，我也都愿意是将两个我们的青少年团契介绍给你认识。
And basic and agape fellowship combine three elements important to every young person: fun, food, and friendship.
Basic 和 Agape 这两个的青年团契是综合了三个对现在年轻人的重要元素，包括乐趣、好好玩、食物和他们的友谊、朋友。
We have slides of Basic and Agape that they will show you on the screen, but let's come alongside our children and students and love them, mentor them as they serve as examples to us in their speech, in their life, in their love, in their faith, and in their purity.
我们继续有 Basic 和 Agape 的照片给大家看到，等我们来和我们的孩子和我们的学生一起同行，爱他们，教导他们，甚至让孩子在他们的言语、行为、信心、爱心、清洁上都做我们的榜样。
So the first point in your notes, recall and remember your youth taught by God.
我们看到的第一点就是回想和纪念你年轻时蒙神教导。
The second point in your notes is reflect and review your life declaring God. The psalmist says in verse 17, To this day I declare your marvelous deeds.
第二点是反思和回顾，传扬神的岁月。诗篇七十一篇第十七节下部是这么说，直到如今我传扬你奇妙的作为。
And as the psalmist reviewed his life declaring God, this was his primary life calling.
当诗人回顾他传扬神的岁月的时候， 呢个亦都系佢生命中嘅使命。
And no matter what other work, job, or career he may have, the psalmist's main calling and objective was to make God known by declaring God's marvelous and wondrous deeds.
不论佢嘅工作同职业系乜嘢，诗人最主要嘅使命同目标就系通过传扬主耶稣基督佢嘅奇妙作为，令到更多嘅人去认识佢。
You and I have the same responsibility.
你同我都一样有同样嘅责任。
How can we do this today?
今日我哋点样可以做呢？
If you can write, then write and compose and tell God's deeds in the ASAM newsletter.
如果能够写作嘅话，你可以响华基家信去发表你撰写嘅文章，嚟传扬神嘅作为。
And if you can sing, then sing praising God in our choir.
如果你能够唱歌，就加入我哋嘅诗班去赞美神。
And if you can talk and share, then speak to your neighbor and give glory to God.
如果你能够传讲嘅，就向你嘅邻居分享神嘅作为，归荣耀俾神。
And if you've seen God's work in your life and the lives of others, then be open about it and share it with others. Declare it to others.
如果喺你自己或者其他人嘅生命中睇到神嘅作为、生命嘅转变，你就应该俾其他嘅人知道。
You see, there's more to life than being just spiritually saved from eternal punishment.
关于生命的事，不是只是因为灵魂得救，免于永久的惩罚而已。
We need also to be instructed and taught in righteousness, just like the psalmist here.
好像诗人一样，我们都需要被教导，学习公义。
If you seek and know and trust the Lord more and more, it will save you from many worldly traps and snares.
如果你寻求认识我们的神更多，你会被拯救脱离世界的陷阱和网络。
Put your whole life.Whole heart into the ministry that God has called you to.
将你嘅全身心投入神呼召你嘅工作里边。
And all that you can by written letters or private conversations and by living consistent lives, declare the wondrous works and deeds of God and tell the world of the hope that God provides.
我哋所有人都可以透过写作同个人嘅交谈，或者活出一个同我哋嘅信仰保持一致嘅生命。嚟传扬神奇妙嘅作为，嚟告诉世界神所赐俾我哋嘅盼望。
And the psalmist says here in verse 17, "To this day I declare your marvelous deeds."
诗人喺诗篇七十一篇第十七节亦都系咁话：，直到如今，我传扬你奇妙的作为。
What are these marvelous deeds?
呢啲奇妙作为系咩咧
？They are the deeds and wonders of God's amazing love.
呢啲奇事就系神嘅大爱。
God's redeeming grace.
神的救赎恩典
The Holy Spirit's power
圣灵的大能
And sin conquered by Jesus' death and resurrection on the cross
耶稣在十字架上的死亡和复活战胜了罪恶
And such marvelous deeds and wonders never cease The wonders of grace belong to God And we need to declare and tell others what God has done
神奇妙的工作是从来没有停断过奇异恩典是来自神所以我们要传扬告诉去讲俾全世界人知道关于神嘅作为。
And today, too many of us in our culture and society believe that everything we need to know we can learn and discover for ourselves.
今日我所处于嘅文化社会当中，好多人都以为我哋自己可以学到，而且系揾到一切我哋想知道嘅。
And many think that they can work it out by their own thoughts or by reading their favorite authors on Google will solve their problems in life.
很多人认为他们可以通过自己的思考来解决问题或者是藉着 Google 去看看自己所喜欢的作者的写作就可以解决他们的困难。
And some of us who have grown a little gray in knowing and serving our Lord have learned to question some of our choices and decisions in life because life has shown that we can be very foolish at times.
我哋当中认识同埋侍奉神有一段时间嘅弟兄姊妹，好多时候都会质疑我哋嘅一啲选择同埋我哋生活嘅决定。生活已经表明咗，我哋有时可能都会非常之愚蠢。
And apart from God, some of us have learned the difficult lessons of sorrow, grief, sadness, and the foolishness of youth.
离开咗神，我哋有啲人喺自己嘅生命中学到咗好多嘅功课，充满咗忧愁、难过、悲哀，同埋少年人佢哋轻狂嘅愚蠢。
And many of us are still learning over a lifetime of trust and reliance on God, aren't we?
至今我哋好多人都仍然系继续嘅要学习点样系信靠同埋依赖我哋嘅神，系咪啊
？And the wisest believers are those who most openly confess their own foolishness.
最有智慧的信徒往往就是那些勇于承认自己做错事的人。
And the one who knows everything is the one who knows nothing.
那些自以为知道一切的人其实是一无所知。
And the one who cannot learn anymore is the one who has never learned anything at all.
那些认为自己已经没什么再要学的往往就是从来没学过。
And to know Christ and the power of his resurrection creates an overflowing and a constant thirst for God, for Christ and his holy word, doesn't it?
认识耶稣和他从死里复活的大能会令到我们是不断地涌流出我们是羡慕神羡慕神的话语难道不是吗
And perhaps you have experienced and been taught by the Holy Spirit of God's precious truths revealed to you in your quiet walks or you are awakened in the night to hear God's voice
或者有时你经历和得到圣灵的教导在你宁静在宁静的夜晚黑的散步中神向你显示启示了祂的真理或者是在半夜中你被叫醒听到神的声音
And perhaps the Lord has taught you providing you a job or career of ups and downs and dealing with others
或者主是透过你的工作你和人相处的起起落落来去教导你
And perhaps you have experienced and learned much afterwards of your own heart from your own trials, foolish actions, behaviors and sins
或者你是经过很多的锻炼其中是愚蠢的行为犯罪之后你才开始明白自己的心思意念
And perhaps you've learned much from your entire life
或者我们是在我们一生里面学习很多
And everything that happened in your life was part of God's purpose to teach you, to train you in the ways of the Lord
其实在我们生命中所发生的每一件事都是神的心意是为了将主的道教训我们
And in looking back on your own spiritual journey can you see how everything has been life lessons to you when you have been willing to learn from God.
你回想一下自己的心灵旅程你会看到每一样我们生命中的教训都是因为我们愿意去听到神的教导。
And some of us have gone through a school of trials and hardships, and others a school of great love.
我们有一些是经历过一些困难考验的学校也都有可能是经历过爱的学校
And some of us have sat on the hard floor of discipline We have felt the rod of correction But our eyes have sparkled As we've learned about what true friendship And fellowship with Christ Is all about during our middle years of life
好像坐在硬地板上面一样我们有些人是经历过锻炼的困难或者是受到管教的杖的鞭打但我们的眼睛可以闪闪亮的开心因为在我们的中年的岁月中我们已经了解了什么是在基督里面真正的友情和团契
So our second point in your notes reflect and review your life declaring God
所以第二点是反思和回顾你传扬神的岁月
The third point in your notes is to respond and reach our next generation with God Psalm 71:18 says this, Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come.
第三点的回应和行动是讲到与神同行培育下一代。诗篇71篇第18节是这样说神啊我到年老发白的时候求你不要离开我求等我将你的能力指示下代将你的大能指示后世的人
And I trust that from our younger days to our middle years of life as followers of Jesus that we have known the importance of dependence on God
我相信我们从年轻到中年作为主耶稣基督的门徒我们已经体会到怎样依靠主耶稣基督的重要
And the psalmist knew all his blessings had flowed from God and he pleased with the Lord to never leave him
诗人知道他的祝福都是从神而来他恳求主不要离开他
The writer acknowledged his present dependence on God
诗人承认他至今仍然是依靠神
It is true that many sinful traps, snares and sins recorded in scripture happened to older men in their golden years
事实上在圣经记载了很多罪恶的陷阱圈套和罪都是发生在年长的男性的黄金岁月
And this should be a warning to us who may think we are getting wise and experienced as we get older.
这些对于我们无疑是一个警告因为我们以为当我们年纪越长的时候我们就会越来越有智慧和人生经验
Remember that Lot and Judah and Eli and King Solomon and King Asa were all older in life when they stumbled and sinned before the Lord.
大家记不记得罗德、犹大、以利、 所罗门王、所罗门王同埋亚撒王，佢哋都系年老嘅时候跌倒，响耶和华面前系犯罪。
And we should cry out just like our psalmist here, "O God, forsake me not, don't leave me, Lord."
我哋要好似诗人咁呼喊话：神啊，不要离弃我，不要离开我。
And both our writer and ourselves will experience many temptations during our life of serving our God.
不论诗人或者系我哋，喺我哋人生同埋侍奉神嘅日子里边，都时时受到试探。
And as the psalmist gets older, he can feel himself getting weaker over time, and he cries out, "Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone."
当年纪越嚟越大，随着岁月嘅流逝，诗人觉得自己越嚟越软弱。他就大声咁嗌话：当我年老时，不要撇下我；当我气力消退时，不要离弃我。
And if God has blessed us in our youth and the middle years of our life, He will not change His ways and leave us in our senior years.
如果神喺我哋年青同埋中年嘅时候祝福我哋，佢唔会改变佢嘅行事嘅方式，佢唔会喺我哋晚年嘅时候离开我哋。
And we sometimes doubt and forget God's promises to us because God has told us in Deuteronomy 31 verse 8.
我哋有时会怀疑同埋忘记神对我哋嘅应许。其实上帝喺《申命记》31章第8节系咁样同我哋讲，请大家同我一齐读好吗？耶和华必在你面前行走。他必与你同在，必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。
And God reminds us in Joshua 1:5 again.
上帝亦都响约书亚记第一章第五节咁样提醒我哋，请大家一齐读啊！你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在？也照样与你同在，我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
And again in Hebrews 13:5, we are told.
继续系响呢个希伯来书，我哋系被咁样讲：你们全心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为足，因为主管说：我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
And the writer cries out here in Psalm 71, verse 18, "Till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come."
诗人响第诗篇七十一篇第十八节系向神呼喊，我哋再读一次呢一个金句啊！神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
And the writer had spent a lifetime declaring God's gospel, but he wanted to continue to reach this next generation.
诗人毕生嘅系宣告神嘅福音，佢亦都希望继续传到下一代。
Consider calling your children and your grandchildren together and declare to them what a good God you serve.
试下将你嘅儿子、孙儿一齐聚集一齐，向佢哋宣讲你所侍奉嘅神系点样咁美好。
Or if you have no such dear ones yet, speak to your neighbors, to your friends, or write it down so that others may read about it.
或者你可能如果仲未有呢啲嘅亲人，可以向你嘅邻居同埋朋友分享，或者将你嘅分享去写低俾其他人去睇。
Pray that the God would provide you opportunities to reach this coming generation, and then set about to winning our children and youth to Jesus, sharing His love and His power.
求神让你有机会去接触我哋下一代，将佢哋带到神嘅面前，去分享神嘅能力同埋佢嘅爱。
You see, there's one more soul to be saved, one more heart to be comforted, one more child and student to share your life with to declare God's marvelous deeds, His power, His might to the next generation.
仲有一个失丧嘅灵魂需要拯救，仲有一个心灵需要安慰，仲有一个孩子需要你同佢分享生命。你就要仲继续嘅向下一代宣讲神嘅奇事，佢嘅力量，佢嘅威严。
And let's do this with intentional urgency.
我哋要刻意赶快嘅去做。
You see, being a mature adult or in the golden years of life does not provide an excuse for us from sharing God's good news.
作为一个成熟嘅成年人，或者喺生命中嘅黄金岁月里边，我哋唔应该有借口去拒绝分享呢个美好嘅信息。
And the older we get, the greater the urgency we should feel to intentionally impact our next generation.
当我们年纪越长，我们又应该觉得更加的迫切，要去刻意的去影响我们下一代。
And God has a special love and care for those of us in our senior years and promises us in Isaiah 46, verse 4.
上帝特别是爱和关顾那些年长者，而且在史赛亚书的第46章第四节是这样应许，直到你们年老，我仍这样，直到你们发白，我仍怀差，我要做作，我也必抱保抱，我必怀抱，也必拯救。
And the psalmist wants to leave a legacy and an inheritance for the next generation to all who are still to come.
诗人希望留低继承属灵的遗传，而且赠送给下一代和以后来的。
You see, he's not thinking about himself, his ease, or his coming retirement.
他不只是想他自己的安乐或者是退休的生活。
He's determined to declare his faith to the next generation.
他是决心的要将他自己的信仰是宣讲给下一代知道。
And today, this morning, may we hear God's call for us to have that same vision and passion for the psalmist, because Psalm 71 says, till I declare your power to the next generation.
今天让我们都好像诗人这样有相同的意象和感动，去聆听神对我们的呼召。诗篇71章的18节也都是叫话，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后代的人。
And my challenge to us this morning is one, if you're younger, seek out the wisdom of the older.
今天我给大家的一个挑战是，如果你是年轻的，就要去寻求年长者的智慧。
One senior said this. He said, you know, as I got older and I realized I was beginning to come up with some of the answers of the questions of life that for so long had confused me, and just about then, when I began to understand, I realized that nobody was asking me these questions anymore.
有一个长者这样表示，你知吗？当我年纪越老的时候，领悟到我生命中一些迷惑着我的问题，我开始慢慢找到答案，也都开始明白。不过我体会到再没有人问我这些问题了。
And if you have an older person of faith in your family, intentionally ask him or her to share what life lessons God has taught them.
如果你家里面有一位属灵的长者，要刻意的请他分享神在他生命中的教导。
Second point, if you're older, seek out the younger.
如果你年纪较大，就去寻找年轻人。
Have you done everything you can in your family to declare God's deeds to the next generation?
你有没有在你的家中尽你的责任，去做好每一件事，向下一代宣讲神的作为呢？
Remember that Moses taught Joshua, Elijah impacted Elisha, Naomi taught Ruth about God, Elizabeth cared for Mary, Barnabas believed in Mark, and Paul poured his life into Timothy and Titus.
记不记得摩西怎样教导约书亚？以利亚他影响以利沙，拿俄米他教导路德有关神的事，伊利沙伯他去照顾玛利亚，巴拿巴相信马可，保罗尽心的去带领提摩太和提多。
And remember, it's never too late to leave a legacy and an inheritance for those who follow behind us.
请大家记住，从来都不会是太迟，让我们开始要将我们的属灵的遗传给我们的下一代。
No matter what life stage you are at, God's not done with you yet.
不论我们现在在生命中是哪一个的阶段，神在我们的生活的计划里面是还没停止。
You still have more to give to impact our next generation.
我们仍然是有可以有很多可以去影响我们的下一代。
In his book, Nearing Home, Billy Graham offers this following advice about growing older and living with a purpose.
葛培里在他本书叫做《快到家里生命、信念和完成最后的岁月》这本书里面，是分享他关于对于年纪渐长和目标的生活的建议。
You see, Coca-Cola changed its 100-year-old formula in 1985. Some of you may remember that.
可可乐在1985年改变了一条100年的老配方，可能在座有些人都会记得。
There was a public uproar and cries for the original Coca-Cola to return.
当时公众舆论一片哗然，是要恢复翻原来的是可可乐的配方。
So within 2 short months, the company was forced to return the original drink to grocery shelves under the name of Coca-Cola Classic.
所以在短短两个月里面，公司是要用经典可可乐这个名字，将那个可可乐摆回去那些货架上面。
And this resulted in sales for the soft drink company to hit the roof as supply could not keep up with the demand for the original real thing.
结果真的可可乐的需求大增，是供不应求。
The conclusion was that the formula for the original Coca-Cola had stood the test of time.
得出的结论就是原本的可乐配方是经得到时间的考验。
The original secret formula had beat and was better than the new recipe.
可可乐原有的秘密配方是已经胜出，是能够比新的配方更加好。
And this was proven by the millions of fans who did not want the real thing changed.
这个是被数百万计的勇者是去证明，他们都希望真的可乐不会变。
And what does this have to do with growing older?
咁呢啲同我哋年長係有啲咩關係咧
？Well, old is authentic. Old is genuine. Old is valuable.
年長係可信，年長係真實，係有價值嘅。
The older generation may have a hard time keeping up with the younger at times.
有陣時老嘅一輩係可能係跟唔上我哋年輕人嘅步伐。
But let's remember that the older generation still have valuable wisdom, experience, and counsel to share with those following behind.
但我哋可以记住，老一辈嘅有宝贵嘅智慧，佢哋嘅经验，佢哋嘅忠告，系可以同我哋后一辈去分享。
You see, the generations that follow us are learning about growing old from the rest of us who care and love them.
年轻嘅佢哋喺我哋爱佢哋嘅一辈里边，系学习点样去成长。
And are we living and being good examples to them?
我哋能够系活出基督嘅生命，系成为佢哋嘅榜样咧？
And while we all have made mistakes and would like to turn the clock back to correct some things, we know this is not possible.
我们都有犯错，希望时间可以倒流，纠正我们所犯的罪，但是我们知道这个已经不可能了。
But the lessons we all have learned from both our successes and our failures, no matter what age we are, can help others following behind us.
但是无论我们是什么年纪，我们在成败里面所学习的，对于我们的下一代都有帮助。
The impact we can potentially have on them can mean the difference between discipling and impacting our next generation with the knowledge of Christ.
我们可以在建立门徒这方面影响他们，或者影响他们是怎样认识基督。
Or simply being out of sight, out of mind.
或者干脆的可能，当我们看不到，我们就忘记了。
And I encourage everyone to come and visit our Wildy info booth outside in the lobby to see how you can pray and partner with us in Wildy.
欢迎大家去到外廊嗰度去我哋一个摊位嗰度去知道为我哋点样祈祷，点样同我哋一齐侍奉。
Or come talk to any one of our pastors, deacons, staff, or lay leaders.
或者同我哋嘅教牧、我哋嘅执事、我哋好多嘅长执同埋我哋嘅领袖一齐祈祷。
And may the Lord be praised in all that we do to disciple our next generation.
愿意在我们牧养下一代里面，我们的神的名得到是高举。
We have prepared a special video that shows the generations of family members, sons, daughters, moms, dads, grandma, who have served together in our Wildy ministries.
我们预备了一个短片，分享全家爸爸妈妈、子女，甚至是祖母一起在 Wildy 度侍奉。
May you watch this and be encouraged as we thank God for His goodness to us in Wildy and our church community.
希望大家能够细心的欣赏，彼此去鼓励。我们感谢神赐予我们 Wildy 的同埋教会团体里面的恩赐。
Thank you for listening.
多谢大家。
Let's watch.
So I actually had a conversation with my mom, and we were deciding where I should serve, and she previously also did serve in basic, and she kind of told me about her experiences, so I decided that was something that I'd like to try. I feel like for me, it's really allowed me to trust in God a lot more, you know, and with the kids and with the night, you know, you can have the best plans and you just never know what's going to happen. The kids are always so unpredictable, but you just have to trust that God will use you to impact these kids.
Also, I enjoy sleeping in on Sundays. What makes me excited about going to BGSG and serving there is because of the kids. And God always teaches me a lot through them and through this serving experience, because it challenges me to be open and to really try to build relationship with both adults and children. And God constantly reminds me to be patient, to love others when it is easy and even when it's difficult.
I was a difficult kid to deal with, and I like to cause trouble. But I look back and I am so thankful for a God who has continued to put people such as Sunday school teachers, counselors, to model God's grace to me beyond even just the Sunday school or the fellowship program. Serving does not come without its challenges. I think it can be tiring because we are all flawed and messy people. But I think that it's taken humility and flexibility to serve with others.
I think that Young Life Development Now is more important than it ever was. The urgency is a product of how rapidly the world is changing. Future generations will find it increasingly difficult to be Christian. So we must help equip the youth as best we can, and this is what has kept me serving in the ministry.
I'm the mom.
I am the dad.
I am the dad.
I am the daughter.
I am her grandson.
I am the dad.
I am the son.
I am the sister.
I am the brother.
We serve in YLD.
Yay!